News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. Search and rescue teams are working in Barnstall, Oklahoma, in Osage County to find anyone who might still be trapped in damage from last night's tornado that ripped through the town and then went on to cause significant damage in Bartlesville in Washington County. There is one confirmed death in Barnstall, and first responders say 30 to 40 homes have been severely damaged. Thousands of homes and businesses are without power across the state because of Monday's storms. Suit, countersuit, the latest development in a fight over teacher bonuses. Details from Radio Oklahoma's Bob Sands.
The Oklahoma Department of Education, using private attorneys, is asking a judge to throw out a lawsuit against the agency and State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Two teachers who received $50,000 bonuses filed their suit after the agency moved to take the money back. The agency is also countersuing the teachers, claiming the Education Department is the real victim.
U.S. Senator James Lankford says passage of the FAA reauthorization bill will expand a major federal facility in Oklahoma. Radio Oklahoma's Del Forbes reports.
Funding for expansion of the Mike Monroney Aeronautical Center is in that bill. Lankford says initial training for about 20,000 air traffic controllers is completed at the center every year.
There's only two FAA centers that are not in Washington, D.C., and one of them is in Oklahoma City. It's a big deal.
The Oklahoma Republican expects passage in the Senate this week.
Joshua Dean was one of the first Boeing whistleblowers. He has now died at the age of 45 in an Oklahoma City hospital of pneumonia. Dean had worked as an auditor for Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita and alleged the company was failing to fix defects in the production line for Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.